إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. It's always a pleasure to welcome all of you and we continue reading from the book Al-Ajwib al-Mufida and As'ilat al-Manahij al-Jadida, Beneficial Answers to Questions on Innovative Methodologies. By our noble Shaykh al-Allama Dr. Salih bin Fawzan, Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah, wa matta'ahu bis sahha wal afiyah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh wa lil muslimina wal muslimat. Ameen. This is a book that has compiled questions that have been answered by one of the great scholars of our time, alhamdulillah, Dr. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, about manhaj issues, the path that every Muslim should be upon, and likewise to be aware of the deviated paths that take a person away from the path of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us, all of us, to adhere to His path. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is my path that is straight. The wahi, the Quran and the Sunnah. Said, this is my path that is straight. All of you follow it. Allah gave an order to His servants to adhere to this path, one path, the path of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayah, He warned us against the other paths. Because the people, certain people, they're not going to be on the path. They're going to introduce different paths. They come up with innovations. They invent different ideologies. Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ. And do not follow the other paths. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. And do not follow the many other paths, for certainly if you do, will take you away from what? From His path, from the path of Allah. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that this ummah will split into 73 sects. 73. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say, well, just whatever, find yourself with one of these. Just don't make sure you don't come up with another 75 or 79. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, all of them in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Except for one. He didn't say except for 10 or 20 or 3 or even 2, except for one. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't leave it for us to figure out which one. No, the Sahaba, they ask a very important question. They say, من هي يا رسول الله? Which one that is saved? They wants to know, which one is this? What is the qualities and what is the characteristics, traits of this one saved sect? As the ulama, they mention the qualities and the characteristics of this saved sect. There is actually a book by Sheikh Jamil Zainu, rahimahullah, a very important book, beneficial, Al-Firqa Al-Najiyah, the saved sect, is translated into English. Everything you need to know about this saved sect. And also there is by Sheikh bin Baz, by Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, and many other ulama, they mention clearly the signs and the qualities and the characteristics of this saved sect. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, they are those who are upon that which I am upon and my companions. You see? So therefore, if anyone come up with something that opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions and start calling the people too, then we have to be careful ourselves, because we are commanded to save ourselves from the fire by adhering to the path of Allah. Okay? In a narration, the Prophet ﷺ says there is not a path except from those paths of misguidance, except there is a shaitan calling to it. Shaitan calls to the Jannah? No. So it's very important for us to understand these questions. Because there are groups out there that they claim that they are upon the truth. But then, the ulama, they refute them, because it doesn't matter what these people claim, but what matters are they on what the Prophet ﷺ left for us or not. That's why the Shaykh, we read to you before the question on Jama'at al-Tabligh. The Jama'at al-Tablighi Jama'at is a famous Jama'at all over the world. They are active, they here and there and there, and travels and knock at doors, and they go to bars and bring people to the masjid. And okay, a lot of Muslims, they think that's it. Yeah, this is the Jama'at. But they deviated. They're not upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. So he said, ما هي جماعة التبليغ وما منهجها للتسير عليه وهل يجوز الانضمام إليها والخروج مع أفرادها للدعوة كما يقولون ولو كانوا متعلمين وعندهم عقيدة صحيحة كأبناء هذه البلاد. He said, what is this جماعة? Who is this جماعة التبليغ? What is the path that they follow? Is it permissible for us Muslims to join them and go with them? Because these people, they say, you gotta go for 3 days and for 40 days and 3 months. Those travel, if somebody just go after Asr, that doesn't count. You have to get under your belt at least 3 days. Because then what they do after Asr, they go and knock on doors. They pray with you for Asr and give you salam, and then they follow you in the house. As soon as you get in the house, they knock at the house. Salaam alaikum. He wants to visit you for the sake of Allah. Didn't you just see me and ask? The man just tired from work. He just want to lay down. Who is that? Your brothers from Da'wah. I want to visit with you. I got things to do. But we're your brothers. And then they make it upon a person to go for 3 days. Right? And then 40 days and the like. The Shaykh, he was asked, should Muslims join this Jama'at Tabligh, and go with them out for da'wah as they claim? Even if some people, he says, they may have some knowledge and correct aqidah, like the people who grow up in Saudi Arabia, because the curriculums in the schools, they teach them this proper aqidah, alhamdulillah. قال الشيخ الجماعة التي يجب الانضمام إليها والسير معها والعمل معها هي جماعة أهل السنة والجماعة التي تسير على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه أما ما خالفها فإنه يجب أن نتبرأ منه. سبحان الله, look at the answer of the Shaykh. He says, first of all, he tells us what's right for us. He says, the jama'ah, the group that is obligatory upon all Muslims to join them and to follow what they are upon and to work with them is what jama'ah? أهل السنة والجماعة. رحمك الله. أهل السنة والجماعة. How do you know this أهل السنة والجماعة? He says, because those who adhere to what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon his companions. These are your جماعة. They may not speak your language, they may not look like you, they may not come in the same country, but if they, you find the people in their aqidah, in their creed, in their belief, in every act of worship, whether it be tahara, salat, fasting, zakat, hajj, everything they do it in accordance to what the Prophet ﷺ, they learn. And that's what they want to do, according to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companion. This is your jama'ah. These are the people you want to be with. Okay? He says, as for anybody else who opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companion, he said, we should free ourselves from them, doesn't matter who they are. We free ourselves from them. قال نعم يجب أن ندعوهم إلى الله على سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا واجب علينا. The Shaykh said, yes, it's incumbent upon us to call these jama'at who opposes the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is incumbent upon us to call them to the haq. نعم. Those who have knowledge, of course, they call them. قال أما أن ننضم إليهم ونخرج معهم ونمشي على تخطيطهم ونحن نعلم أنهم ليسوا على طريق صحيح هذا لا يجوز. لأنه ولاء للجماعة غير جماعة أهل السنة والجماعة. The Shaykh says, as for we just join their ranks and go with them whenever they travel, we travel with them and we follow their protocols and whatever they are upon and their leaders leave for them, while we know they are not upon the right path, this is not permissible for us. It's not permissible, because now we're giving allegiance to this jama'ah other than the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And by the way, by them, just themselves, calling themselves jama'ah tabligh, that's not permissible in Islam. You see? We are prohibited from splitting our ranks. Very wrong. Now here, them, they call themselves jama'ah tabligh. You gotta be on what they are upon, so they can be pleased with you. Then there is jama'ah al-ikhwa al-muslimin. Jama'ah al-adl al-ihsan in Morocco, this is jama'ah al-sufiyya. They call them jama'ah al-adl al-ihsan. Many jama'at. Allah ordered us to be together, to be united. Right or wrong? Allah command us to be united, to be one jama'ah that adheres to what the Prophet was upon his companions. Just when you find somebody calling, say, look, look, you gotta come with us. Who are you? Jama'at Fulan. What do you mean, Jama'ah? This is only, we're supposed to be one Jama'ah, right or wrong? Can't divide the Muslims. Division is not from Islam. Along with the jahl that these Jama'at they have, they don't have the knowledge, they have no scholars with them. They cannot name you one scholar, this Jama'at Tabligh, one from the scholars from Ahlul Sunnah, who is upon the Haqq, not even one. Not along that those people who founded this Jama'ah, they be Mubtadi'ah, Sufis. That's why the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr, Hafizhahu Ta'ala, he says about them, he says, Jama'at al-Tabligh عندهم أمور منكرة والمؤسسون هم من أهل البدع ومن أهل الطرق الصوفية ومن المنحرفين في العقيدة فهي بدعة محدثة. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, one of the great scholars of our time, Hafidahullah, ومتعه بالصحة والعافية, when he was asked about Jama'at Tabligh, he said, Jama'at Tabligh, they have a lot of evil that they do. And those who found this Jama'at Tabligh, they from the people of innovation. Rather, they were from Sufis who follow and adhere to Sufi orders. Mainly four Sufi orders, not even one. Four. Al-Qadiriyya, Al-Jishtiyya, Al-Sahrawardiyya, Al-Naqshbandiyya. One of them is enough. And they are وَمِنَ الْمُنْحَرِفِينَ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. He says they are deviants in the creed, يَا أَخِي. They deviant in the creed, and you still want to go with them? So he said this is an innovation. This jama'ah itself, they are an innovation. Okay? Along with them, as the ulama, they mention about them, they follow and they adhere to instructions from their leaders. So every group, wherever they are in this country or the other, or this continent or the other, or this city or this state, they have an emir on them. And that emir, he receives instructions and orders from his superiors. Who they are, I don't know, Britain, they may be, I don't know, Pakistan, India, who knows, where they are. The South Africa, Brazil, Colombia, I don't know where they are. Mean they follow the orders and instruction of their superiors. They cannot change that. They don't, usually do not. They don't badge. Okay? Because if he does, they tell him, okay, sit down. They appointed another emir. That's why you see if every circle, those who went with them, they know what I'm talking about. If every group, they have what? Somebody in charge. And they will do what that person said. No questions asked, nothing. If somebody asks, say, wait a minute, this what you're doing here is it's not from the Sunnah. They're like, you know what? They drop him in a gas station and leave him there. That's it. This girl gets some juice, they drop him in a gas station. He's asking too many questions. Can't ask questions. Do what the instructions go. And this is not from the deen of Allah. And on top of that, 3 days. You got to go for 3 days. Where did this come from, 3 days? A month. Those who go for a month better than those who go for 3 days. 40, yeah? 40? 40 days. 40 days, not a month. They don't have a month? No. That's a bid'ah, huh? Maybe that's a bid'ah, a month. It's a bid'ah. I just lied on them, huh? Astaghfirullah. 40 days. Yeah, 40 days. And then what, 4 months?
4 months.
All right, so 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. So now they want to tell somebody, let's go for 4 months. 4 months for what? Fi sabilillah. This person now he has to leave his job. He has a business, he has to leave his business and attend it for 4 months. He has a wife and children. Who's going to take care of this wife and children? No, let's go to Wisconsin, give da'wah. Take him to another country, give da'wah. What da'wah? No knowledge. They bring someone from the bar. Next day, stand up, akhi. Share your experience. Experience on what? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One brother told me once, they didn't like him. He just went with them. The next day, he said, they told him, okay, brother, make bayan. He's like, me? He's like, yeah. So here's the mic, make bayan. He's like, wait a minute, I'm with you so I can learn. I have nothing to say. They said, just stand up, Allah will put something on you. Go ahead. He told him, he's on a fitra, this man. He's like, well, are you serious? This is the deen of Allah, man. You know when you brought me, you just got me from out there. I don't know anything. Now you're asking me to make bayan. What bayan you want me to make? Then they know this guy should not. That's a bad egg. They say bad egg or bad something else? Huh? Bad apple. All right. Bad apple. That's a bad apple. He can't be. So they get rid of him. Jahl, yeah. Jahl. How tell a person, tawakkal ala Allah. Quit your job. The guy just get a job, and let's go for 4 months. Which job for real, you just get a job and tell him, okay, I'm going for 4 months. For what? A da'wah. They like, oh, don't come. That's it. He ain't got no job. And then he tell them, they like, tawakkal ala Allah, ya akhi. Put your trust in Allah, man. In da'wah. Is this how it is? No, it's not how it is. Ala'i and them, they brought these innovations. Wal'iyadu billah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah, akhi, for saving us from that nonsense. We thank Allah. And you got to understand, we're saying this also, so that when you see someone that going with them, you know how to talk to them. Alright, don't just say, whenever you see someone who jama'at tabligh, mubtadi', and talk to the people. There's a lot of laymen who don't know anything, masakin. They just think that's it, that's what it is. They think that's the haq. And also if you get to talk to any of those leaders of theirs, tell them, listen guys, Allah commands us to be one jama'ah, jama'at ahlus sunnah. So why you call yourself jama'at tabligh? And on top of that, you guys come up with ideas. Who did this? Who went for 3 days? Did Abu Bakr did it? Umar, Uthman, Ali. These are the Khulafa al-Rashidun that the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to adhere to and to follow their example. Did any one of them went for 3 days? Did any of the companions leave his job and his family for 4 months or 40 days? No. Companions, they left for, I don't know, for jihad, fi sabilillah. They were deployed by the leader. Yes, you can, but just to tell people, let's go, call. And then on top of that, upon jahl, no knowledge, nothing, that's Allah salam ala afi. Like a brother told me once, Jama'at Tabligh, he saw them in this masjid. And he told to one of them, he's like, come here, where you come from? They're happy. He's like, oh, we came from this country. Oh yeah, you came to all from that country to here? For what? For da'wah. Da'wah? What are you called to, he says? To the kalima. To the kalima. He said, what kalima? He said, la ilaha illallah. Then the brother said to him, what is the meaning of la ilaha illallah? The guy said, huh? He said, you call into this kalima, la ilaha illallah. What it means? What's its meaning? He's like, He said, you don't know what it means. He said, our ulama know. Where are your ulama? They're not even with you. At least if your ulama who know, they hear and they teach and you're just learning. Now you said you're calling to the kalima, you don't even know what he mean. La ilaha illallah. These people, they give bad image to Al-Islam. نعم. Because they just and on top of that, remember their books, they're based on fabricated and wicked and falsified and forged narrations, lies, stories. That's what their da'wah is based upon. Here's the next question. ما حكم وجود مثل هذه الفرق كالتبليغ والإخوة المسلمين وغيرها في بلاد خاصة في بلادنا خاصة وبلاد المسلمين عامة؟ Here's another question. It says, what is the ruling? What is the ruling on these groups that are found in, he says, like in our country? Because in Saudi they have them too. Okay? And, or other than in the other Muslim lands, such as Jama'at al-Tabligh and al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And other than them, from the other Jama'at. The Sheikh, he mentioned, he said, Biladuna, meaning Saudi Arabia, he said, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ جَمَعَ وَاحِدَ كُلُّ أَفْرَادِهَا وَكُلُّ حَاضِرَتِهَا وَبَادِيَتِهَا تَسِيرُ عَلَى مَنْهَجُ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ يُوَالِي بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا وَيُحِبُّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. He said, Alhamdulillah, this country, the Saudi Arabia, the Mamlaka, حَرَسَهَا اللَّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ سُوءٍ وَسَائِرِ بِلَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. May Allah protect it from all evil on all the Muslim lands. I mean, he says, it is one Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah, because the Al Saud, Al-Malik Abdul Aziz, the first one, he found that the Dawla and that Mamlaka and Kingdom on Tawheed. On Tawheed. That's why you find, he said it himself. He said, that's why the Dawla Al-Uthmaniyya, the Ottoman Empire, they fought them, ya akhi. They fought them and they tried to get rid of the Saudi. They were upon Tawheed. And Uthmaniyya at that time, towards the end, they were upon corruption and innovations. They called them Wahhabis. They're the first one that bring that. They called them Wahhabis. They called them this. They called them terrorists. They called them, they brought a new religion. Now, the Ottoman Empire, they strive hard. They have a blockus. They surrounded the Saudi Arabia. And subhanAllah, to get rid of this da'wah to Tawheed. Now what happened now? Now you find Ahlul Bidah, an innovation, they says, no, it's the other way around. Actually the Saudis, they're the one who work with the Britain and other to get rid of the Ottoman Empire. That's a lie. Actually the Dawla al-Uthmaniyya, they're the one that fought this Dawla. And the Malik Abdul Aziz, the founder, the first actually king of this land of Saudi, he says, but alhamdulillah, Allah grant us victory with Tawheed because of what we hold into a Tawheed in our hearts and in our actions, Allahu Akbar. Where do you find and still, since his time, all of the kings that came after him, all of them, they gave importance to Tawheed. And they says, we are a land that established upon Tawheed, upon the book of Allah and Sunnah, and Manhaj al-Salaf. Everyone said, see, the last king, what's his name?
Salman.
Sheikh Salman. Al-Malik Salman ibn Abdul Aziz, hafidhahullah. The first statement when he became the king, he says, we are a country founded upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, وسلم, upon the manhaj of As-Salaf al-Saleh. That's it. No democracy, khurafat, this country. La, kitab Allah, sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the manhaj al-salaf, upon the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I just want to tell you a history so you can understand when the Shaykh, he says, our country, so it's not like he's just praising his country like qawmiyya. La, because that's a fact. It's a fact that this country up to till now, you know that they are established upon Tawheed and they care for Tawheed and for the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Of course, like Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen and other than them says, this doesn't mean that our rulers are perfect. No, everybody has his mistakes and has his shortcomings. He said, but this is the best in our time. Can't find another country that is established on the same thing that Saudi Arabia established upon Tawheed, the Sunnah. They apply the deen of Allah to the best of their abilities. They have respect for the ulama, the rulers. They work with the ulama. They respect the ulama and the like. So he said, we are, alhamdulillah, one jama'ah. those who live in the cities and those who live in the suburbs or in the countryside or a desert, we all one jama'ah upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. We love one another and we support one another. قال أما هذه الجماعات الوافدة فيجب أن نتقبلها. He said, but as now for these different groups that they come to us, he said, we should reject every single one of them. And we don't accept them. لأنها تريد أن تنحرف بنا أو تفرقنا. He said, why? Because these jama'at, these different groups, they came to us now, they want to split our rank and divide us. وتجعل هذا تبليغي وهذا إخواني وهذا هذا وهذا. He said, they want to make us. Now, we were one jama'ah, alhamdulillah, upon the book and the sunnah. That which the Prophet was upon his companions, they want to come and divide us. One part of this country now be tablighis, one part ikhwani, and one part this, and one part that. قَلِّمَ هَذَا التَّفَرُّقُ. So why? Why divide? قَلْ هَذَا كُفْرُ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى حَيْثُ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. He says, dividing the ranks of the Muslim, this is a disbelief in the blessing of Allah. Not giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, and remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies, and He has joined your hearts together, so by His grace and favor you become brothers and brethren. قال نحن على جماعة واحدة وعلى وحدة وعلى بينة من أمرنا فلماذا نستبي الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. He says, the Shaykh حفظه الله, he says, we are one group, alhamdulillah, upon knowledge and upon clarity in our matter. They don't just like follow this based on tribalism, no, based on knowledge. قال الله, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what the Sahaba they were upon. أينا. He says, so that why we have to leave this, this is the best thing, we leave it for something that is less than that? Nobody in his right mind will do that, right? Nobody is holding $100 bill in his hand. Somebody came to him and say, hey, here's a 10. Give me 10 for 100. Huh? Would you do that? Who would do that?
The kids.
Kids. So those innovators are kids. Yeah, a kid who don't know. Well, especially a kid, if you just bring him one bill for one, he won't. You gotta bring him two fives. Tell him, look, I'm gonna give you two for one. You see, I hope I'm not giving you no hints. Well, that's not something to do, right? Alright? You don't do that. That's deception. Alright? No. قال فلماذا نتنازل عما أكرمنا الله عز وجل به من الاجتماع والألفة والطريق الصحيح. He says, why would a person would give up that which Allah has honored you with? SubhanAllah. Unity that is pleasing to Allah. Harmony, togetherness, the right path. And then we leave all this and we follow these groups that will divide our ranks. You will find a family now. Can you imagine a family? The father, the mother, the grandparents, cousins and this, they all upon the sunnah. Whenever something happened, they like, sit down. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what the Sahaba they were upon. But now if they divide to tablighis, ikhwanis, ba'thi, I don't know what, then that same family, like, whenever they have something, they're like, no, we tablighis. We don't follow you guys, you Wahhabis, right? Alright, so no, we're not going to follow you now. See, because they always divided. But if they have the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that was the Sahaba, whenever they differ, doesn't matter, we're human, we're not going to agree on everything, but we turn it back to what Allah has revealed, to the Quran and the sunnah. قال الشيخ, and we divide ourselves, and enmity, so when you divide enmity now, so everybody will love those who are with him, and hate those who are against him, and enmity begins, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The Shaykh said, هَذَا لَا يَجُوزُ أَبَدًا. This is not permissible, period, to do. And I think I'm repeating the same question, but it's a benefit, see? We did this question before, right? Yeah, you see? But those who weren't here, so that's good for you. So I'm going to summarize now, because So the Sheikh, he says, look, Sheikh Sheikh Fawzan, he says, himself, he witnessed that. Jama'at Tabligh, they don't care about Tawheed, Aqidah Tawheed. Aina. Rather, when somebody is talking about Tawheed, they run. He says, Naam, he says, Sheikh, he says, remember, he says, in one of the messages in Riyadh, in Saudi, he says, the Sheikh has a talk, Muhadara, but up on Tawheed. He says, they were there in that masjid, Jama'at Tabligh. They were there. Look, they claim what? They love the masjid, huh? They call the people from streets, from bars, where? To where? To the masjid. He said, as soon as the Sheikh began to talk about Tawheed, what happened to Jama'at Tabligh? They split. You think they went to the bars to bring people, say, hey, Sheikh Fawzan calling Tawheed, come now! No, they run away. And they can't stand Tawheed. Kharajo min al-masjid, he says. The Sheikh, he said, subhanAllah, he says, and other mashayikh, they told him the same thing. Whenever they give talks on Tawheed, Jama'at Tabligh, they leave. He said, keep in mind, their main, I don't know, things is like call the people to masjid. Come to the masjid, akhi. Come to the masjid. Now they run away from the masjid. When they hear the Tawheed. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. He said, as for them, when somebody called them and they don't accept, he said, it's not just them. He said, any group who they follow instructions from their leaders, they will not listen to you. They listen to their leaders. They have orders. That's it. But the person who's on the fitrah, he receives orders from Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why you find Jama'at Tabligh. You tell them, akhi, qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You bring them ayats that refutes what they are upon, and they smile. It's like, well, listen, man, if you don't want to go with us, it's okay. Maybe you're busy. It's not about, I'm not going with you, but I'm talking about something else. You gotta go now, okay? You gotta go. That's it, they don't want to talk to you. At the first, they're gonna come nice with a big smile, huh? And as soon as you tell them, you know what, guys, you Jama'at Tabligh, you're wrong. You'll see that all that kindness will go. They will fight you. They will go. ما موقف الشاب الناشئ من هذه الجماعات الموجودة اليوم التي تريد ضمه إليها؟ Here's a question. He said, what is the stand that the youth, a young person, what the stand he should take from these different groups that exist these days, that every one of them wants to snatch the youth? And that's what they do. They try to see who has more followers. قال قد أخبرنا الله ورسوله عن حدوث الفرق صلى الله عليه وسلم عن حدوث الفرق المخالفة لجماعة أهل السنة وبيّن الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف نتعامل مع هذه الفرق. He said, look, first of all, the Sheikh, he says, Allah has informed us. Likewise, his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that this will happen. Many groups will appear that they will go against and oppose the جماعة أهل السنة. They will oppose clearly that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the companions upon. It says, likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made clear to us how we deal with these groups. How we deal with every single one of them. قال الله تعالى وأن هذا صراطي مستقيم فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. The Sheikh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 153. And this is my path that is straight. Therefore, all of you, it's an order from Allah, follow it and do not follow the other paths, for certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah. This is what Allah has enjoined on you, that you may be from the muttaqun. قال وقد بيّن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك بيانا واضحا. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made this matter very clear, in a very clear way. حيث خط خطا مستقيما. Once the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew to the companions a line that was straight, a straight line, خط مستقيم, no crookedness, nothing, a straight line. وخط عن يمينه وشماله خط أخرى. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he drew to its right lines and to its left lines. وقال عن الخط المستقيم, رحمك الله. And he ﷺ said about the straight path, قال هذا سبيل الله. This is the path of Allah. This is the path of Allah. وقال عن الخطوط الأخرى, and he says about the other paths to its right and to its left, وهذه سبل على كل سبيل منها الشيطان يدعو الناس إليه. And these are paths. On every single one of them is a shaitan calling the people to it. Aynam. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, the sound hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن قوم يأتون في آخر الزمان دعاة على أبواه بجهنم من أطاعهم قذفوه فيها. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ says about certain people, they will appear towards the end of the time. He says, they are callers at the gates of Jahannam, the hellfire. Whoever obeyed them, they will throw him in it. عَلَى اللَّهِ قَالْ فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الشَّبَابِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ رَفْضُ كُلَّهَا الْجَمَاعَاتِ وَالْفِرَقَ الْمُخَالِفَ لِجَمَاعَةِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَمُخَالِفَ لِلْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. Says, what is incumbent upon the youth, since the question was about the youth, and other than them, this is not just only for the youth, what is incumbent upon everybody, to reject all these groups, any group that opposes Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are upright upon the deen of Allah. Whenever you find a group that opposes the Jama'ah of Ahlus Sunnah, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, said you reject them and be aware of them. وَأَنْ يُحَذِّرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاتِ وَأَنْ يَحْذَرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاتِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ لِتِلْكَ الْجَمَاعَاتِ كَمَا حَذَّرَ مِنْهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That you be aware and warn the people against those callers who they promote this jama'at. Now you find anyone who praises jama'at tabligh, Yusuf Estes, Hamza Yusuf, Naim Khan, Qadi Yasir, whatever. All those people who praise Jama'at Tabligh, Zakir Naik and all of that. This is not Jama'at Tabligh, ain't nothing wrong with them. Bilal Phillips and all of that. Now you have to be aware of these people and warn the Muslims from them. They don't listen to them. You find those who they praise Jama'at al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Ishaq al-Huwaini, Muhammad Hassan, Al-Qardawi, Duddu in Senegal, Muhammad Duddu, there is two of them. There is one of them is famous on the internet. And many others who they praise Jama'at al-Ikhwan, Salah al-Sawi, those who praise Jama'at al-Ikhwan, or those who praise any Jama'at Sufiya. Any jama'ah that opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, you have to be aware of these people. Don't call them and tell them, oh, this Shaykh Muhammad Hassan has a beautiful khutbah on tahajjud. But what about his praises to al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin and the fitna he's creating? Now, you don't connect the Muslims with these people. Tell them, Zandani, Abdul Karim al-Zandani in Yemen, and many others who praises this jama'at. Be aware of them and warn the people from them. The same way the Prophet ﷺ warned against these people. They warn against them. وَأَنْ يَلْزَمُوا جَمَاعَةَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَهِيَ الْجَمَاعَةَ الْوَاحِدَ الثَّابِتَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَصْحَابُهُ عَمَلًا بِقَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. Says, نعم. You yourself adhere to the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah and call to this. Call the people to adhere also to the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah. What is this jama'ah? This does not mean like some people, they open, Ikhwanis open a masjid, call it Ahlul Sunnah, Masjid Ahlul Sunnah. Sufis, Takfiris, they open a masjid and call it Masjid al-Sunnah. ومسجد أهل السنة. No, it's not about the names. It's about what they are upon and their minhaj. Where are the books they read and they study from? Who are the ulama
that they respect and turn to and take knowledge from? Do they free themselves from these groups? It's not enough for somebody. Sometimes you find somebody says, no, this brother is a Salafi, he's a good brother. Why? He says, because he teaches from the book of Sheikh bin Baz. But he's Ikhwani. He praises the Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Huh? He says, Hassan al-Banna is a Shaheed. Sayyid Qutb was a good scholar. Just because somebody mentioned in his khutbah Sheikh bin Baz, that's it, that make him a Salafi? Now you're going to make sure these people, their aqeedah, what is their aqeedah, what they are upon? Their manhaj, what they follow? Who are the ulama that they take from the books? Do they free themselves from these groups? He says, because we're supposed to adhere to the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah. Not just anyone who call himself Ahlul Sunnah. Now the jama'ah that they adhere to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. In their aqeedah first, in the creed and belief. They don't bring you some stuff in the names of the attributes of Allah, or the hands mean power. Who said that? The Sahaba didn't say that? What are they like, well, now? You gotta do this. Or those who deny the attributes of Allah, periods. Or those who deny the punishment in the grave. Or those who they say there is no mizan in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Huh? Many. Tawam wal-iyadu billah. Or those who deny the ru'ya, they say, no, nobody will see Allah in Yawm al-Qiyam. And still, now you get to know these things. So, everybody claim they are upon the haq, and everybody claim that they love Allah, love the Messenger, but then you need to have the basics. You need to know the basics of the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, what they were upon. So, when the people, even they hide who they are, but then you'll see it on them. You see it on them. Somebody can hide and say, no, he don't smoke. Never smoke. But then you see him in some one day or the other, you see him in some alley, some corner, looking around, he's smoking. He's going to be exposed because that's who they are. You see? Or one day he's going to come and make ruku' and what's going to fall off his pocket? Huh? Green packet. Box. What do you call it?
Salem.
Newport. Newport. That's what I was looking for. Newport. Not the Newport News. Now he's like, hey. Or whatever the case it may be. Or somebody may say, look, maybe that box is not his, right? Have good dhan. You're right if you said that. Yes, we have to have husnul dhan. But anyway, Ahlul Bidah, na'am, even though they may not express that, because there is no mubtadi' who will meet you and say, hey, salamu alaykum, fulan bin fulan mubtadi'. He introduced himself as an innovator. And he will tell you, look, tabligh, yeah? You know, tabligh is no good, but can you go with us in this van? If somebody warn you, you still go with him? They don't. They all claim to be upon the haq. They all say, look, they are upon the sunnah, they are upon the right thing. They don't say the sunnah, where they are doing the right thing, inshallah. Now. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he says, now we have to be upon one jama'ah, the jama'ah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. What is it? Is that jama'ah one that is firm upon what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companion? That's it. So if Jama'at Tabligh come to you and say to you, hey, let's go, tell them who? Jama'at Tabligh? Yes. Are you upon what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions? If you just ask them this question, they're going to tell you, we forget, we're not going today. Forget. We give us your number, we call you back. They're not going to even deal with you. Because them, they just want to deal with ignorant people. Who they get in the van, and we're going to give you some rice, maybe some chicken, and then do what we tell you to do. That's it. But if somebody tell them, wait a minute, Yahwan, we Muslims, right? Yeah. And we're supposed to adhere to Quran and Sunnah, right? All right, this khuruj that we go in, did the Prophet ﷺ did it? Did the Prophet ﷺ gather any companions and tell them, let's go to this country or the other to give da'wah? You know what they're going to do? They're going to drop you off in the gas station. And they don't care what's going to happen to you. They said, this guy is going to spoil the whole group. Now we can have this guy here. They're not going to be nice anymore to you. You think they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, well, you're right, akhi. Subhanallah. No, their leaders, they're not going to do that because they receive what? Instruction and orders. But somebody, maybe somebody in that group who don't know, miskeen, he just going to. They told him, listen, let's go. He's like, alhamdulillah, me, I'm going to go, man. Get some iman. Boost my iman. That's how some people they do. They let go. You want to boost some iman? Go with Jama'at Tabligh. They always in the masjid. They always reading the Quran. And they always upon the sunnah. Yeah, right. You can say, yes, they're in the masjid. And they do stuff. But is it upon the sunnah? You can't say that. They upon innovations. So some people like that, they say, look, man, if you want to boost your iman, just go with them for a couple of days. And sometimes some of those brothers, mashallah, being in that country or that state or that city, they go for, I don't know, they go in a market, because then they take them to give da'wah, or in a masjid, because they go camp in some masjid. If Allah wants good for somebody in the jama'ah, somebody will come and say, hey, you're with the jama'ah? Yeah. You know who they are? Oh, yeah, they are. You know what the ulama says about them? No. Then you will start talking to him and this. He said, look, they are innovations, they have this, they don't follow what. This khuruj in itself is not from the sunnah. Not along this circle that they do and this dua together and the bayan that certain people do that they are not qualified to do and many innovations. Look, akhi. Some of them they even say, somebody stand up and they just want to have an impact on the people. A person will stand from them and say, hey, to tell the people the importance of the masjid and wudu in the masjid or whatever, whenever you make wudu, akhi, with every drop that come out, Allah give you 70 years of ibadah. Who says that? This is a hadith. What hadith, ya akhi? And the people, masakeen, laymen, they don't know. What? 70 years of ibadah with every drop. That's why you find of them go and waste the water and make wudu 30 times. Huh? And first of all, what is this hadith? Where is the hadith from? Is this a hadith for real? Let him bring the proof. Let him bring the proof. Anyway, the ulama, they mention about them, they have a lot of innovations. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, you mentioned, he says that the group itself is an innovation itself. And we are commanded to stay away from innovations. And to forsake innovation, because every innovation is misguidance. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to the companions, he who will live longer after me, he who will live after amongst you after me, shall see a lot of difference. Hold on to my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Now, so in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the companions, he who will live longer shall see a lot of difference. It's not going to be the same. People will introduce different things that are not that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and left the companions upon. He said, therefore, adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. فأمر صلى الله عليه وسلم عند الاختلاف بالتمسك بسنته وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين ولزوم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has given an order. When you see difference, جماعة here, جماعة over here, جماعة here, جماعة here, they call in here, everybody call to whatever they think is right. Nah, we don't just choose one of them and go with them, or 1 month with this جماعة, tomorrow with the other جماعة, or whenever we go and we find the jama'ah, oh, let's be with you. Ah, like some laymen, they say, masakeen, mughaffaloon, heedless, like they are all Muslims. This is not the case. You want to be upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. That's the case. When you see in your area, there is many groups on this, calling to this, like we're talking about, jama'at tabligh, one muslimin, sufi, this, that. What do? Adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the sunnah of his rightly guided Khalifa. Ask these questions. Anybody who tell you, look, we're doing it this way, say, is this from the sunnah? Yes. Show me. If they show you, alhamdulillah. Usually they are not, because if they are other groups, how can they be upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and they are not on what he's upon? How? How can be? That's impossible. Anybody who opposes the Prophet, what the Prophet was upon, can still tell you now they are upon what the Prophet was upon, and they oppose it in their creed, they oppose it in their ibadat, they oppose it in their manhaj. How they can be on what the Prophet was upon? So you got to be careful. Ask questions. Don't be naive. Oh, they are Muslims, alhamdulillah, they have efforts. Everybody have efforts, but they have to be the right efforts, based upon knowledge. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he made clear that the saved sect is what they are, anyone who are upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon, his companions. So anybody who is going to come, they can cry all day. They can, that person can give a powerful khutbah. Most of the masjid are crying, I don't know, but this person, he was saying certain things that oppose the sunnah. You're still going to say he's a good person? It's not about eloquency. It's about how fame, because some of them in the internet, they have millions of followers. But that's not the case. That's not what qualifies a person to be upon the haq. The Prophet ﷺ has made it clear. Anyone who adheres to what he is upon his companions, doesn't matter if he's a black, white, a poor, from this country or the other, it doesn't matter. What matters, this person here, is he upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon or not? Of course, we're not going to be perfect exactly, but at least, what do we call to? What is the assess? What is the foundation that we are calling to? A masjid, how you know masjid is upon the haq? If it's established upon this, not just the name, masjid kada, but then they call into hizbiyya, sufiyya, to bidah, khurafat, fabricated ahadith and jumu'ah. And when they are advised, they don't want to listen to the advice. They still upon the haq. What haq is this? Now you know masjid when you see that the imam of that masjid, or whoever gave a talks in that masjid, whether jumu'ah, eid, sermon, classes, if there is any classes, any decision they make, it's based upon qala Allah. Allah says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, upon the understanding of the companions. And doesn't matter who they are, what country they're from. These are people who are trying to be on what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. This is my group. This is my jama'ah, alhamdulillah. Be with them and make dua for them, that Allah grant them strength, grant them knowledge, understanding, to be strong. These are the ones you want to be with. Not like, oh, these are not my people. Some people, they make mistakes. He go to a masjid and he look around. Oh, I don't see nobody from my country here. And he asks somebody, he says, hey, is there any people? I'm not going to mention no country, okay? Any people from this country? He said, oh, yeah, yeah. They're like maybe 40 minutes. They have a masjid over there. He go there, find them. Allahu Akbar. No, that's his jama'ah. Even they are upon bidah. No, this is not the case. You got to see what they are upon. Food, you can get it anywhere. Right or wrong? But the sunnah, where are you going to get it? Can you get it anywhere? Now, once you find the place that upon the sunnah, you're going to say, these are the people I want to be with. Insha'Allah. Make dua for them that Allah keep them firm upon the sunnah. And be with them and do your best to stay with those people. Because there's only one jama'ah that upon the haq. Has nothing to do with their colors or their countries of origin. Has to do with one thing, what they teach. What are their aqidah? How they perform actions of worship. Is it according to the deen of Allah? Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the understanding of the Salaf, Sahaba, and the great imam of the deen, this is my jama'ah. I'm going to try my best to be with them. Insha'Allah, and be patient to be with them. Other than that, we free ourselves from other groups, because they are not going to help us in Yawm al-Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the affairs of the Muslims. Ameen. To guide the hearts of the Muslims upon the haq, upon the Quran and the Sunnah, upon that which is pleasing to Allah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.